This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolle.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Lee, listening to Open for Business. Cloud services have been proliferating, especially during the pandemic, where it was necessary for businesses to pivot to digitalization. Kevin Nair saw this gap an opportunity for cloud services in the beauty aesthetics industry way back in 2015, using the word Kumo, which means cloud in Japanese. Kumo developed SaaS solutions for SMEs in the beauty and medical aesthetics industry. Under the umbrella of products, they developed Kumo, let me know if I pronounce it correctly, and Kumoden, and basically they serve the beauty, wellness, and medical aesthetics industry. And Kumoden then serves dental clinics. So essentially, they provide the above systems to help owners manage their business while they can focus on growth. They're also on the top 20 companies to scale up Malaysia Cohort 3. And today, I'm speaking to Kevin Nair of IOE Kumo to discuss the company's journey. Did I pronounce the company correctly, Kevin, first of all?
Yes, correct. You pronounce it correctly. It's Awi Kumo. It means blue cloud.
Ah, blue cloud. Okay. Yes. Before, and I was just looking at the services you provide, but before that, a little bit about yourself, Kevin.
Okay, so basically, I'm the founder of Kumo. Mm-hmm. I've been in this IT industry for the past, actually since probably 20 years. I started since I was a student. So basically running business ever since as a student to pay off my studies and college fees, university fees.
Wow.
And I came up full time in 2013. Mm-hmm. And continued my business. And eventually in 2015, I moved as well into within IT, but more onto software development.
Right.
So that was initially where Kumo started.
Okay. And so yeah. Kumo itself has changed a lot, right? So your initial business idea, what was it and how did it change over time?
Okay. So when we first came out with the system back in 2015, mm-hmm. we called it Beauty ERP.
Okay.
All right. So Beauty ERP was built to target towards the spa and wellness, beauty industry.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we kicked that off, we started hitting the spa market, and some beauty centers also provide spa services at that time.
Right.
All right. So beauty centers started subscribing into our system, so we started tweaking the system for beauty centers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have medical aesthetics coming in to the beauty industry as well, as in they were already in the beauty industry, but you know, medical aesthetics clinics started calling us, requesting for our system. So we started tweaking for the medical aesthetics industry as well.
Right.
And then dental clinics started calling us, telling us that, oh, we want a system like yours, you know, you're sort of there. Can we use your system? So that got us thinking, and then we also tweaked it for dental industry.
But right.
When we did it for the dental industry, we came up with a new product because the target base is different. You know, the requirements are a bit different as well from the medical aesthetics. They are a bit more straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
So we needed to tweak our flow of the system to make it more straightforward for the dental clinic. So to date, we have quite prominent brands using our system from the beauty industry, medical aesthetics industry, and also the dental clinic industry.
Right.
Spas, we have currently a few clients using the system, only a number, probably one or two of them are using our system.
Right. Okay, so very interesting. What were they using before? You know, what kind of mechanics did they have in place before in terms of scheduling?
Yes. Okay. So basically, previously they were using, back in 2015, right? They were using systems either from Singapore,
mm-hmm.
or systems that were, of course, the Singapore systems back in 2015 were not cloud based.
Right.
And they were also a majority of them were using Microsoft Excel to run their business.
Right.
So it was a bit difficult for us at that point of time to educate users on, you know, what was cloud. You know, we were the one of the few SaaS provider at that time. SaaS meaning software as a service. You know? So we were one of the few SaaS provider. We were even up in the Microsoft Azure's portal, informing everyone that we are a SaaS provider under Microsoft Azure. So that was then, you know, that in Malaysia, we are a cloud software provider. So today, when we go into dental clinics, because dental product was released mid last year. So of course, today dental clinics are using systems from overseas, mainly from Europe and also Singapore. Of course, we do have one or two of them that are still using Microsoft Excel.
Right.
So yeah, so that's how.
iOCOMO was able to scale a 229% growth between 2019 and 2020, right? So this was pre-pandemic.
Yes. Halfway through the pandemic, actually 2020 was up until end of 2020. Actually, we were mostly in the pandemic, yes. It's at the end of 2020 during the pandemic as well.
Right. And were they still, because there was medical aesthetics, right? Medical continued to be essential services.
Yes, but not the beauty and aesthetics.
Right.
The medical aesthetics, yeah.
Okay, so, and of course, dental was also essential services.
Yes, correct. So when 2020 hit, actually, it was quite a good year until COVID came. And when COVID hit us, we were mostly in the aesthetics and medical aesthetics. Of course, medical aesthetics were not 100%, the modules was not 100% yet. And we used the lockdown period to improve our system, all right, to target towards the medical aesthetics. And also, we already at that point knew that we needed to move into dental clinics because dental clinics started contacting us as well.
Right.
So, when the market opened, we hit quite a high growth rate just immediately. Like medical aesthetics clinics started coming in, and more dental clinics started requesting, you know, because they started to realize that they needed a system that is accessible from anywhere.
Right. And hence hence the massive growth.
Yes, yes. When we started the dental clinic, we already had 1-2 users trying out the system and we started tweaking from there. So when we hit 2021, when we released dental clinic package, our take-up rate on dental clinic now is actually about 20% of our subscription.
Right.
Already.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. And so this is that space where I guess that one is kind of pandemic proof because, you know, that is still essential services, right? You know, although you had massive growth, was it a challenge in terms of meeting this growth? But because you are cloud based, it's fine because, you know, if it runs on its own.
Yes. We did have challenges, right? Because with such an influx of users, definitely our system needed to be tweaked to accommodate to these requests from users when they hit the server.
Right.
So yes, we did have some challenge there where we needed to continuously update our architecture. So yes, it was a challenging moment, but now things have all stabilized and so far everything is moving pretty well.
Right.
Yeah.
What's also, is your product then a global product? It doesn't need to be a Malaysian product.
Yes, correct. It's a Malaysian, I mean, of course it's built in Malaysia, so it's known as a Malaysian product. But we have users from Indonesia, Singapore, and also Thailand using our system.
Right.
The good thing is about our system, to add on to what I was mentioning about the architecture, is that we use a very recent cloud way of developing our software. So each of the modules scales on its own, depending on the request. And we are able to actually, whenever there's an influx of users, we are now able to just tune it, give a slight tune, pump up the processing, then you'll be able to accommodate the users already. You'll be able to accommodate a few thousand hits per second extra.
Right.
Very quickly. Yeah. So that also allowed us to, you know, go into other markets and get subscribers from other markets without any issue. And also our system is localized towards Thailand and Indonesian market. We have the Bahasa Indonesia and the Thai language in the system.
Right. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about your new offerings in just a moment. I'm here with Kevin Nair from, let me pronounce it again, Ayikumo or Kumo. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and I'm speaking to Kevin Nair from Kumo, and they are part of the Scale Up Malaysia Cohort 3. What they've done is come up with solutions for the beauty and aesthetics industry as well as the dental industry. Now, a couple of things also happen is that you now, Ayikumo, one of your products, now has a medication and prescription feature accompanied by reports related to the Health Ministry's requirements. And you also launched another B2B app called Kumo San last year, helping businesses to track employees, clock in and clock out, and to better appointments, commissions, and task management. And then there's another more. I'm going to mention it, and then you can tell me more. Another new app called Me Time Wellness, a B2C cloud system, is also developed for customers to book appointments. So where do you get your inspiration for all these offerings? And maybe explain a little bit about these offerings as well.
Yeah, actually, the inspiration all come from the subscriber of our system.
Mm-hmm.
So they feed us with information that is very important for the growth of Kumo as a whole. And we tweak our system based on industry requirements. So as customers start using our software, you know, they love our software, they use it, their expectation and requirements grow when, you know, their operations stabilize, all right? So everything moves smooth with Kumo. You know, I can track my patient records. Everything is easy to track. But now comes another issue. How do I track my staff? How do I track their clock-in time, you know? These are issues that they didn't see at the point before they subscribed to Kumo.
Right.
So, yeah, so we wanted to solve that issue, you know? So we came out with an app for their staff called Kumo-san. So Kumo-san is downloadable by any of the employees within a business that uses a Kumo system. All right, so Kumo-san allows the employees to clock in, clock out, see their commissions live, look at their appointment schedule, you know, which treatment they are going to provide. Doctors, staff can include the doctors as well, that they'll be able to see which patient they need to attend to, which outlet. Because, you know, most of these businesses have multiple branches. So doctors need to know which branch they are reporting in for that particular day. They can even check it from the web, from the app itself. They can even put in their own task, what they need to do, you know, those kind of things. That is on the staff side. So then came another issue. Okay, I want to have more protection for my patients. You know, my patients buy packages, 10, 20 packages. But then when they come, right, sometimes I don't know whether they are the real patients that are redeeming. You know, for example, Freda goes and buy a 10-package facial. And you go to Mid Valley outlet, and then you want to go to the Klang outlet. The Klang outlet people might not know that you are actually Freda. Another person can say, I am Freda, you know?
Right.
So how do we provide a solution to this to prevent fraud claims?
Right.
So we came out with Me Time Wellness. So if you are Freda, you can download the app. Wherever you go, if any of these branches need to redeem your package, a tag number will come up from the app telling you that, you know, this is what you're redeeming. This is the tag number 123456. So the staff and the outlet will put in 123456, you redeem, you get a notification straight.
Right.
So that is a part of the patient app and patient-customer app. The app also allows customers and patients to do bookings online from the app. for any of the centers that they go that uses Kumo. It can be a dental clinic, it can be a beauty center. So you can download the app today, and if you see a beauty center or dental clinic pop up on top, chances are you have visited that before. And also, account, you can also manage your account and see what you have spent on, how many services you have pending, those, how much credits you have that you can spend, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
So we plan to expand it to, actually, even now you'll be able to see the promotions that are running in the outlet or in that particular branch, but you cannot purchase. So what we plan to do within the next 3 months is come up with a purchasing module that allows you to purchase for these services immediately over the app. So we help our merchants sell their services as well, eventually.
Okay. So
market their services.
Right. Yeah. So even facials, you can get fraud, huh?
That's correct. Packages. Because, actually, most of this fraud, as we heard from business owners, is most of the time internal.
Right.
So the internal people know that, oh, Freda got 10 packages, but she came 3 years ago.
Right.
Never used.
No wonder.
Okay. I told my friend come and say it's Freda, so no one knows. You know what I mean?
Right. I see even that happens. You know, I just want to ask you as well, right? When you first started this, right, did you have a particular interest in that, you know, the spa space? Or was it just you saw a business opportunity? So interesting how you decided to, like, go into this niche.
Actually, when I first started, because I was running my own business at that time, doing, you know, network and connecting branches around. I had beauty centers that were using my service as well.
Right.
And they always ask me, hey, you know any system that, you know, can
right.
use all the systems now? I can't use. Microsoft Excel don't work for me. All my stuff stealing my money, you know. I can't even monitor those kind of things. So I actually never thought much about it. I even had to help the beauty center decide which vendor to take.
Right.
Those vendors are my competitors today. So I had to help the beauty center decide which vendor to take at one point. This was back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So came 2015, they also still keep complaining, you know.
Right.
So I was like, okay, let's see what I can do. And it was a challenge that I wanted to take because I was too comfortable with the current business. I wanted something to leap forward, you know, that I can have on my own. Like, it's a product of our own that I can help the industry, and I can help scale the industry with that building my system. So I already knew at that point that the system that I wanted to build was, it has to be very scalable, it has to be easily updated. It can't be like a system that you buy one time and then you can use it 10 years and then 10 years later, you know, you're stuck. Oh, how do I continue? I didn't want that. I wanted something that I could keep updating. Any new technology come out, I can switch my system to update. So 10 years later, I'm still relevant. 15 years later, I'm still relevant. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So it was a challenge I wanted to take up. So that was the reason I ran into this business.
Right.
And,
so,
and also to help the industry, definitely.
Okay. So the other, tell me a little bit more about Kumo Dent, though. You know, how did that come about? You know, you go into the dental industry.
Yeah. So when we came up with Kumo Dent, when the COVID hit us, of course we knew that, you know, we needed to pivot, and at that point of time we already had that idea that we wanted to move into Kumo Dent because to a dental industry as well, because many dental clinics were requesting for our system. But we had like 80-90% of what they wanted. They wanted something which is cloud-based, and they wanted something which their patient can roam from different clinics, because some of them have multiple dental clinics, you see.
Right.
So they wanted something like that, and they wanted to control whatever transaction that was going through, because the systems they had at that point of time in the market were systems that allow them to treat the sales values easily. So maybe the front desk can ask for 300 ringgit scaling, but put in the system 150. But the customer was issued a 300 ringgit invoice already.
Right.
So it's difficult, you know, to track. So they wanted something like that. But we didn't have the flow of a dental clinic compared to a medical aesthetic clinic. The flow is very different.
Right.
So, So we tweaked the system, and it took us about a year to tweak the system because we also concentrated on the medical aesthetics and the dental at the same time simultaneously, along with the app. So with all this running simultaneously, it took us about a year to come up with Kumo Dent.
Right.
So we released Kumo Dent in mid-July, give or take.
And so what other industry are you looking at, or, you know, do you want to keep that a secret?
Yeah, we have about two or three industries. I mean, in due time, we'll definitely release out through press release or something.
Okay.
Yeah, but we definitely will move into different verticals.
Right.
Kumo Dent, as of now, we are still growing Kumo Dent.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main plus point about Kumo Dent is it comes with the, you know, sometimes when you go to dental clinics, you go and do your scaling or extraction, then they will WhatsApp you and tell you this is the do's and don'ts, you know, the infographic, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So within Kumo Dent, we have our own infographic. So if you're a dental clinic, you don't even need to think about all the infographics. Our system is already linked to through the WhatsApp. You can actually send the infographics through the WhatsApp and the patients will receive it. And these infographics are done in-house by our medical writers, because we also run a separate business that does medical writing for the pharmaceutical industry,
right,
within Malaysia, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa. So we do all the medical writing for pharma industry, and we provide this service in Kumo Dent. So we are not actually only like a software provider. We provide like everything one stop, medical related. You know?
Right.
So that's the plus point, mainly for Kumo Dent and medical aesthetics.
Right. And actually, how many staff do you have at the moment? And is it easy to find the right talent to join you?
Okay. We have about 19 staff currently. Talent, yes, it's not easy to get the right talent, but so far, as a business, as a team, each of us directors, we have four directors, so each of us have our own very unique skill sets.
Right.
That we can take on the whole company should something happen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we are quite secure in that manner.
Well, okay.
Of course, we are expanding our team. We are looking for more sales and technical personnel. So, yeah.
Okay. Why did you decide to, you know, join Scale Up Malaysia?
Okay. So, initially, we are cradle funded as well.
Mm-hmm.
CIP 300 to CIP 500. And
and
we were in their SCP program. And then we moved into the CGP program. So, Scale Up to SCP, CGP, they're all pretty linked and within Cradle as well. The reason we went into Scale Up is we wanted to see what we could do in terms of expanding our business. Because Scale Up is, as the name says, you know, to scale yourself up.
Mm.
And we are pretty ready in terms of the architecture and the software. We just needed the know-how on how to actually scale our business across geographical locations. Like, for example, if you want to move into Thailand, Indonesia,
right,
what is the best way to go through? And then, of course, for investment opportunities, if an investor to come in, what are the know-how that he can bring to the company?
Right,
you know,
right.
For us to go through the correct method. We're pretty bootstrapped since the start.
Mm.
So whatever we do, whatever we spend, we are very cautious. We want to make sure we get the most out of it for our customers, our subscribers, and also the business as a whole.
Right.
So we wanted to ensure that we are on the right track. You know, Scale Up, you have very experienced people guiding you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very big plus point for us.
Okay.
As well. Yeah,
I think it's a promising future ahead indeed, and I can't wait to see what other industries. And of course, I know, I believe that the growth will be beyond the region and, you know, one day the world. So thanks for spending the time with us. Kevin Nair from Kumo, you've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.